Why are the first 60 days of a relationship so vital? That question answered next. It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. This is from August 18th, 2021.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
The caller is brand new to Doc's principles and wants to know what Doc meant by a beachhead in a relationship, which in Doc speak represents the first 60 days. Doc considered that to be vital because it's your foundation, and Doc will explain next. Don't forget, check out DocLove.com where you can get a free 7-day dating course. No spam, just 7 great days of Doc's coaching for free. How to approach, why the first 60 days of a relationship are important, and much more. Yes, he will expand on that in your free 7-day dating course in addition to what you're about to get. But before we get to all of this free stuff for you, remember, you need the system, also known as the dating dictionary at doclove.com/system. Now we have a new great price for the downloads. You get the audio and written version immediately for one great price. You can also get a physical book as well if you like a book in your hands. Check it out, doclove.com/system. All right, why are the first 60 days or about 10 dates so vital? Well, you'll hear Doc explain. And by the way, you'll also hear Doc talk about home phone number. When smartphones became more prevalent, Doc just changed that to phone number. But at the time this was recorded, people still had home phones, believe it or not. Still, the principles are sound. Doc's principles are always timeless. Here you go.
David, 43 years young from California. David, welcome to the Doc Love Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good, David. How you doing?
Really good.
Good. How can I help you?
Okay, I'm brand new to your material. I just ran across it a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I started listening to a few programs, and I guess the one question I kind of had, now I don't have the book yet. I'll order it before I set down the phone. But when it says you should wait 9 dates to get like a beachhead.
Yeah, you want to know what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happens is, let me give you an example. I do phone coaching during the week, and a guy calls up, and he said, you know, I met this girl at a party, and we ended up spending an hour together. I got her home phone number. In fact, she offered it. And, you know, I went out with her, met her at Starbucks, like you told me. She was all over me. And then I called her for the first date. We got the first big date, which means the small date, the Starbucks date, and then the first big date. And now I can't get a hold of her. I'm calling her 5 times a day and all this. And this is what I mean. Don't count anything until you get to 10 dates. Because even though these are buying signals, she gave you the home phone number. She touched your arm 3 or 4 times. These are all positive things. But what I mean by not counting anything is don't get your interest level into the 90s and think this girl likes you a lot because of what happened at this party and the Starbucks date and the first date. Now, this girl over 9 or 10 dates is consistent and no call back to verify, no broken dates. Then you can kind of relax a little bit and say, I got a beachhead. So this girl got past, you know, stage one in the relationship. I still got a long way to go.
Okay, a question for you. I just listened to a few of your early programs.
Yeah.
And it said that, like you, if it went well, like you wouldn't kiss them on the first date, but on the second date, definitely.
Yeah.
This is going to sound kind of crass, but if it's only like a kiss goodnight for 9 dates, they're probably going to think you're not interested. I mean, like, you know, romantically, like, well, God, I mean, is this all he's going to do for 9 dates?
Well, yeah, but she can attack you, right?
Oh, so, like, you would wait. Like,
patience is the key to women.
Okay.
Okay? What I want you to do is not thinking about who's on the attack. I want you to think about raising her interest level. That's all I'm concerned about. I want to get this woman's interest level. She first met you. It was 75. You know, you talked at the party for 20 minutes. You got the home phone number. And then you went out on the first date and went to 78. After the end of the second date, it went up to 82. I want to get it in the 90s and keep it in the 90s. Don't think about sex or making out. Think about getting what's going on in between her ears to fall in love with you and, more importantly, to stay in love with you.
So like later, like say like 5, 6, 7 dates down the road, she kind of signals you like, little bit of intimacy, it would be
okay.
Yeah,
that's between you and her. But David, just to let you know, this is a G-rated show here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, that's all right. You just use the word intimate. But we've got 17 and 18-year-old, 19-year-old guys here. I got a lot of parents that trust me with their kids. And I'm the only love doctor that doesn't talk about sex.
Oh, okay.
What this is about is getting this girl to fall in love with you. Because we got some guys who want to go to bed on the first date, and we got some guys who want to wait until they get married to go to bed. So we're not going to exclude either one of those guys. So the point is here, I want you to guys to get a full understanding of what you're dealing with. And I don't want you to get rejected, and I don't want you to get confused. That's why you get the dating dictionary, and you memorize it, and you set your ego aside, and you do everything I tell you. Don't cherry pick, well, I like this, and I don't like that. You do, and all of a sudden, you're going to get these insights of wisdom, and you're going to get to what I call the other side, and you're going to be like my other students. And all of a sudden, they see what's going on now. A girl can't run a game on this guy because he's been brainwashed, and I've taught him how to be objective and what to look for and what not to look for.
No, sounds good.
Okay?
Definitely.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed it. This was only a portion of a show that went for about an hour. We also hear from a guy that's sick of one-night stands and wants a real relationship. Hear how Doc coached him and also much more in that show. Check it out. It's the August 18th, 2021 show, and when you join, you get that show at the Doc Love Club, docloveclub.com. Plus, you get hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. Again, docloveclub.com. Thanks again for being here. See you next week.